This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Robert Siegel in New York, where President George Bush addresses the Republican convention this evening. A candidate's acceptance speech is seen as one of the best opportunities to make his case for re-election. So what should President Bush say that might make a difference? We asked several delegates who were on the convention floor last night. Everyone said the president must talk about 9/11 and fighting terrorism, but they made many other points as well.
I'm Bill Chobe. I'm from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I'm a delegate to the convention here. I think that the major concern outside of the war in Iraq is the loss of manufacturing jobs and the exodus, the brain drain, if you will, the exodus of the youth. And those are sorts of things that you might hear some discussion about outsourcing and things, but at the same time, I believe that the president's message that it's the cost of government and taxes that's driving those businesses away and that he is addressing those issues, it sort of blunts that criticism.
Yeah, I'm Senator Pete Domenici from New Mexico. Now, you can't see me, but even though I don't look it, I'm the fifth most senior senator in the United States Senate. I think he's going to offer some domestic ideas, maybe not with specificity, but some domestic ideas that will be brand new. They're going to be talking about the next era of how benefits are going to, and pensions are going to be handled in America and how the tax code is going to end up in reform. And I think they're going to be exciting ideas where we're going to try to give the individual the option of investing in their own pension, their own education funding. People will see that there is another way.
I'm Phyllis Cole from West Virginia, Petersburg, West Virginia, town of 2,800 people.
I'd say, honestly, the
number one issue to the voters in West Virginia is the gun control issue. West Virginia is a history of hunters. We've all grown up with guns in our house, our homes, and we've been taught to respect guns. And the other issue that's very vital to West Virginia, of course, is the steel issue in the Northern Panhandle. And I think Bush was in West Virginia in that area last week, so I think he's addressing that issue.
This morning, the breakfast meetings of the battleground state delegations were visited, as usual, by the stars of the Republican Party. As New Hampshire delegates and their guests waited for a speech by John McCain, some told us what they'd like to hear from the president in Madison Square Garden tonight.
Johnny Johnson. Well, he's going to reaffirm what he's been saying right along, the importance of fighting terrorism and attacking it at its source rather than waiting. And he will distinguish this as opposed to the Democrats who are talking more about, I'm not going to use the word appease, but not taking aggressive action against them. He will also say it's America must do it on its own if necessary and not require the support of other countries if they don't go along with us.
My name is Judy Havenstein, and I'm a delegate from Alton, New Hampshire. I think the overriding issue in this campaign is the war on terror. And I do believe that the vast majority of Americans are not yet committed to the war the way we need to be, and this president has got to rally their interests.
How does he do that?
He does it not by what some of the critics are calling taking advantage or using 9/11 as an excuse, but he does it by reminding the American people just what is at stake, that there are enemies out there that hate the United States and its people for the freedom that we espouse, and that is at stake in this election, and I don't believe that's an overstatement.
You tell me, apart from being a delegate from Alton, what do you do in Alton?
I do government relations work for a nonprofit. I'm very much interested in stem cell research, and I do hope to work with the administration after the election on expanding the president's policy in that area.
A few blocks away, the Ohio delegation heard a pep talk from Dick Cheney, who confessed that he had no new material. He'd used it all in last night's convention speech, he said. Ohio delegates told us they want to hear about the fight against terrorism, the story of the first term, but also about economic policy and the future.
I'm Senator John Kerry from Ohio.
State Senator John.
State Senator John Kerry from Ohio.
And that's Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y.
Right. I think the president needs to reaffirm during the convention about his leadership for national security. I think people are also interested about the economy and about health care, and I think he has strong plans for on those issues. We've had some setbacks in Ohio, but we're starting to see things come back. So, and I think particularly health care, the health savings accounts, and giving people more power, and the cost of malpractice insurance are all things that he'll talk about tonight and that people need to hear.
Democrats are running hard, saying this is the first president since Hoover who will leave office with a net loss of jobs. And they have states like Ohio in mind when they say that. How does the president rebut that? How does he answer that?
Well, I think that 9/11 was devastating to our whole nation, but particularly in Ohio. We have lost jobs because of 9/11 and basically put our economy on hold for a few months. But we're bouncing back. We're going into the new economy. And the president's policies on tax cuts are starting to work, and it's going to kick in. And we're starting to see the education policies also work. So I feel very optimistic, and I think Ohioans do as well.
The Republican delegates, like State Senator Kerry, as well as the alternates and officials who are here for the convention, hold a spectrum of views, but not all that wide a spectrum. They are Bush-Cheney voters, distinguished only by shades of enthusiasm. On Times Square today, one of those undecided independent voters the Republicans and the Democrats are eager to woo was walking to work, accountant Robert Wirth.
As just being a late 20s white guy in America, trying to figure out, you know, where are we going to go? If, you know, people with college, work, what's future out there for us, stuff like that. I know everybody right now is wrapped up in foreign relations, and that's very important. But also, what's going to go happen here in the U.S.? It's kind of like blinders on, I find.
You consider yourself a potential Bush voter in November?
Yeah, I haven't been swayed by Kerry or Bush yet. I'm definitely still up in the air, 50-50.
Tonight's speech might make a difference?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I'm definitely curious to hear what he has to say.
The president speaks at 10 o'clock Eastern Time this evening. I'm Robert Siegel in New York.